Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Mutaffifin. Now, the text of this narrative which describes these blessings is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and it is also found in Salawi's Tafsir, and both have the same text. However, the chains of narration of two are different. But again, here, the fact is that there are two very common narrators in both these chains, which are very suspect and weak as regarded by these authorities. But before I comment on the chain of narration, let me read out the text of this narrative to you. And that is, it is reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b, both of them are reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is reported to have said that, Man qara'a surat al-mutaffifin, saqahu Allahu min rahiq al-makhtum yawm al-qiyamah. A person who recites Surah al-Mutaffifin, the Almighty will make him drink from the sealed nectar, or he'll make him drink the sealed nectar on the Day of Judgment, which is of course what the Surah itself goes on to say in its own text. Now, the same text, as I said, is also found in Salawi's Tafsir. However, the weakness of both of these narratives is in the fact that they contain two very weak and suspect narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. As far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he is majhul in the opinion of Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini is concerned, he is regarded to be, as Yahya ibn Ma'in would put it, that he is laysa bishay, and also at another place his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar bin Musli says that he is laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be ghayru sikha. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisa'i, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk, he has been abandoned. At another place Imam Nisa'i's comments are laysa bisikha wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And similarly, Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash has also said that he is a kazzab, that he is a liar. And perhaps it is on this basis that Hafiz ibn Hajar has said that the narration in Al-Wasit is concocted and fabricated. And there is no reason that we also not call this narration found in Salawi's Tafsir to be concocted as well, because it contains the same two narrators about whom I have just read out to you the comments of various Rijal authorities. So all in all, we can say that the best way to reap the blessings of a surah is to understand it with a good translation, it is to act upon it, is to reflect upon it, and to communicate it to others. Qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.